Blog Talk Radio.
Think big. ThinkBigRadio.com for all of your realty, business, financial, entertainment, and networking needs. We'd like to thank you all for your continued support and spreading the word about ThinkBigRadio.com, where your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. Without further ado, let's get this big thinking interview started.
Hello, ThinkBigRadio.com. Listener Big here, your host tonight. We got something very special planned for you. We have a Mr. Vincent Faulkner. He's coming on tonight. He's had 20 years in the healthcare industry, and he's going to let all of you know exactly what you need to save a buck and get the right type of insurance. Vincent, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Great. Before we get this interview started, I'd like for you to share your contact information with our listeners.
The contact information for the book is going to be theprofittrap.com or authors-corner.com. That'll be the best way to get this valuable information from this book as quick as possible.
Okay, why don't you start off by telling us a little bit about yourself? Where did you grow up, and if you know you have a large or small family?
Oh, we've got a pretty good-sized family. My family actually averages 7 per family. I grew up in southern Missouri, was a military family, which is probably what ended me up in sales at such a young age. Out on the West Coast, got a new health insurance when I was 18 years old, and 25 years later, I was part of that market out there, up until a lot of recent changes out there, which gave me a lot of moral dilemmas to continue my relationship in this market because of what was actually happening to the consumers out there. And, you know, I'm like everybody else. I like to sleep at night. So I felt it was time that somebody step up and tell the truth about what's really going on in the health insurance industry.
So with this book that you've written, with your 25 years experience, and I heard you mention about moral dilemmas and wanting to do the right thing, who should own this book?
Well, there's, you know, anybody in this country that has anything to do with health insurance, whether you're an individual or you're an employee, whether you've got health insurance, entrepreneur or self-employed, graduating high school and college students, one of the few entities in our country that's taught absolutely nothing about health insurance before they go out into the workforce. Downsizing employers need to make this information available to their employees. The list goes on and on. People with pre-existing conditions should have this information immediately. And anyone, as I said, that is going to own their own health insurance in their lifetime needs to have this information right by their side to make the right decision the first time.
Now, I can see that you're passionate about your book and the things that are in it. Did you partner with anyone when you started writing your book, or what type of things that you have to overcome before you started putting this together?
Well, when it came together, this book actually was written in less than 2 weeks.
Wow.
And the challenges that we're going to find in getting this information out there that I knew right away was going to be the insurance industry trying to stop it, because this is the type of information that can change the healthcare system, the health insurance system, all the way across America for everyone. And I felt that was going to be my biggest challenge in regards to anything to doing this project with this book.
Well, one of the questions that I have for you now is, when someone comes to talk to us about health insurance, they have all these different types, you know, A type, B type. So how do you know which type of plan to choose? Let's say you're that college student, for instance, and after the college student, let's say you're someone with, you know, a wife and 2 kids.
Well, what you have to first think about is that health insurance is a financial decision, which means you have to decide what kind of exposure you're willing to accept on the financial end of your health insurance coverage, which is the part the insurance company is not going to pay and you're going to be responsible for. The second thing is you have to look at your needs. I mean, if you have two kids that are the age 2 and 4, you know, and they go to the doctors for wellness visits and things of that nature for the next several years, then you may want to consider a co-pay doctor visit in part of your program. But if you're a 35-year-old contractor and all you're worried about is something catastrophic that can take your home away from you if you don't have any health insurance at all, you probably just need to consider just a catastrophic-only plan. But the key is knowing the kind of benefits that you need to provide for your family, knowing what your financial exposures are, and realizing that you need to put off certain exposures and let them be a little larger, like your deductible. You know, when you ask most people, when was the last time you were in the hospital overnight for a major illness or an accident, a lot of them will say 5 years, 10 years, 15, 20 years, never. You know, it's always a very long time. So that deductible, a lot of people are choosing $5,000 and $10,000 deductibles in order to control their premiums better, and that's what I would definitely recommend, because that doesn't occur that often as to where if you go for a, you know, a doctor's visit or a prescription or something like that, those occur more often. But always remember one thing. The quicker you ask a health insurance company to come out of pocket to pay for any type of benefit, the higher your insurance premiums are going to be.
Wow. So let's say I'm someone and I have a pre-existing condition. What would you say about that?
Well, there's all kinds of options that you can look at for people with pre-existing conditions. There's even policies out there that, for example, if someone had cancer 5 years ago and they haven't had any type or form of treatment of it, will actually reinsure them under a health insurance policy. But they're not out there advertising this because they're kind of a high-risk client. And the health insurance industry is really built around, we want people that don't file claims. You know, that way they can keep their profits up and they can, you know, and run the industry the way they ultimately want to run it. Now, there's other options for people with pre-existing conditions, too, which is all laid out in the book, where you can actually find different facilities or type of care agencies that can provide this care for you at no cost. All you have to do is be educated about what you're looking for and know where to go get it, and that's what we're doing for you.
Wow, that sounds great. I know a lot of people, this is just something that they don't really think about, and you go in and you're just going to trust your insurance agent. And, you know, I've noticed sometimes an insurance agent looks like, you know, they just walked out of high school. How can I tell a good insurance agent?
Well, that is, you,
no.
You literally hit one of the major problems of this industry. You can look in the newspaper any day of the week, any city in the country, and see an ad for a health insurance agent that says no experience necessary, make $100,000 a year. And then somebody that gets an health insurance license a week ago.
Well, let me just get right back to that point. Did you say no experience necessary?
Yeah, you will see that is the majority of the ads you see recruiting agents into the marketplace. And the main reason is because they don't want them educated. They want to tell them what they want to tell them and what they want them to say. So they're out there on enthusiasm and ignorance with a policy that they just learned about 8 hours worth of education on and went to and got a license recently, that everything they learned to get that license, none of it applies to the way the health insurance industry actually works in the marketplace.
Wow, that sounds like a lot of different industries out there. I know there were people in the mortgage and real estate industry who were facing those same types of problems. So if what happened with our market as far as with the foreclosures and everything and all these different banks going under, does that same type of thing happen with insurance? Or, I mean, how can I mean, everybody's trying to be really careful now. So I'd like to really investigate the company that's going to insure me. But how do you go about doing those types of things?
Well, getting back to I'm going to answer the previous question, the end of it. You want to make sure that you find a health insurance expert.
Okay.
Out there, not just somebody that got a license last week, somebody that's been in the industry in a while, somebody that not can only tell you about their policies, that can pick yours up and read it verbatim and explain it to you in detail. Now, in order to find out, you know, what the financial strength of a company is, the best way to do that is the AM Best. That's AMBest.com. You can find them. They're a financial rating company. And what they do is they look at the financial strength of companies, health insurance companies, and a lot of other different type of companies out there. And they work on a grading system, ABC. And the thing you need to know about those type of companies is that if you got an A-rated company, that's a very, very good company. A plus is the highest. I don't even think any of them exist anymore because of the economy.
Yeah.
Well, you know, very few did. It's very hard to get that rating. But what we're talking about is if you've got an A company, there's a terrific chance that you've got a company that's going to pay their claim. If you get into the B's and, you know, anything below that, there's a good chance you're involved with the company, unfortunately, that has marginal products. It's not really probably going to pay your claims when they're supposed to. I've even talked to medical transcriptionists, and you see ads for them being hired everywhere that work directly for insurance companies on their own, and they've told me point blank, they are told every claim that comes through, you deny it the first time around or you lose your job.
Wow, that sounds, you know, that takes a lot of time. If somebody really needs to have something done and then you have to go through, you know, the paperwork and sending it in the right way, and, I mean, that just doesn't sound right.
Well, there you go. You hit it on the head. It doesn't sound right. There's not much in this industry that is right, and what we need to do is educate people about what they can do about it, protect themselves, and how they can take the information that's in this book and change this healthcare system in America for good and for the benefit of them, not the insurance companies.
Vincent, let our listeners know who may just now be tuning in exactly how they can reach you or find out about this information.
Absolutely, Big. They can go to our websites at theprofittrap.com or authorscorner.com, and there's a hyphen in between author corner, and you'll be able to acquire the book at both of those places.
Okay, that's good. We'll have to definitely make sure. Do you have any, well, of course, being in the industry for 20-plus years, what could you say were some of the things that you've heard about, you know, different tragedies that, you know, really made you change what you were doing?
Well, I'll share, you know, one story that, you know, I always go back to this one and another one. Because they're around one of our greatest treasures, which is teachers. You know, and it's a teacher's family that got devastated through a spouse's situation over their health insurance. And anyway, this was in McMinnville, Tennessee. And this has got to do with one of the most heavily advertised insurance companies there is on TV. Now, I want to tell you real quick. Media advertising costs millions of dollars. And those millions of dollars that those companies spend on those advertisements affect your premiums and they affect your benefit coverages. So keep in mind what kind of company you're dealing with, because when they're spending your hard-earned premium dollars on commercials like that. Now, getting back to the story, I was sitting here talking to this gentleman about cancer policies. And he started kind of breaking down in front of me. You know, and then all of a sudden I just kind of said, you know, what's wrong? What's going on? And he started telling me about his mother, who has one of these cancer plans that from one of the most heavily advertised companies on TV there is for 32 years. That she's been paying premiums for this plan. And about 3 months, 6 months ago, she got diagnosed with cancer. And she went into the doctors, and they cut her open, sewed her back up, and said, well, you just need to go home. There's nothing we can do. You've got about 6 months left to live, and just go spend it with your family. Well, after having a cancer plan for 32 years and paying premiums for it, she filed a claim. And she only got less than $1,500 in benefits after paying for a plan for over 3 decades. Because it was the way the plan was written, it was a treatment-only plan, which means you only got benefits when you got treatment. And that's the largest problem with policies out there, is that the terminology inside of them is not explained correctly to the customer, so they don't know when they're going to get taken advantage of and fall into another profit trap. But that profit trap literally cost his mother everything to take care of those cancer costs that were uncovered after paying for a cancer policy for over three decades.
$1,500, that seems...
It's criminal.
That's a lot of money to be putting into a plan for over 30-odd years to find out something like going to happen.
It is, and the main reason it happened was because of the terminology of the policy. She didn't understand it was a scheduled and limited benefit plan that only covered on treatments, and the only treatment she had was she got cut open and sent home. She didn't get chemotherapy. She didn't get radiation treatment. She didn't get nothing. So that's...
And it seems as if the doctors at that point even, I don't know why they wouldn't treat her if they knew they were going to get paid for it.
Well, I mean, the cancer plan, it's a supplemental benefit plan. It isn't part of your normal health insurance program.
Right.
This was something that she had to take care of supplemental benefit, you know, costs that her health insurance plan wasn't going to cover. You know, and...
Was there any way that she could have saved on health care expenses so it wouldn't seem as, you know, bad as it was?
Well, it could have been if somebody would have, you know, talked with her, because at that point, you know, most people in this country don't realize that about 75% of people that own health insurance, especially on an individual basis, and especially for those that have large deductibles, are self-insured in reality. There's a special hidden rate in this industry that isn't allowed to be exposed to the consumers because they're not aware of it and they're not shown how to access it, but it can actually lower their costs out of pocket by up to 60%. And what we're dealing with is an industry to where the consumer gets charged retail and they pay out wholesale for medical treatment. Let me give you an example. In this book, it shows this, and I'm not saying people shouldn't make profit. I'm just saying you shouldn't steal from people, and that's literally what this industry does. If you look inside this book, it shows a chart out of one of the leading healthcare providers in this country and how they charge you retail and how they pay wholesale to the provider. And I'm just going to use a heart bypass surgery as an example, and it's around $13,000 just for that surgery. Nothing else, just that surgery. They only pay out $4,350 to the provider to perform that surgery. Now, so that's the health insurance company's only exposure. So let's say, Big, you went in and you had that procedure done, and you had $5,000 deductible, and you had $2,500 in coinsurance, which means you thought, I'm going to see out of pocket $7,500. Well, that $13,000 retail bill you got, the health insurance company only paid $4,350 out on. After you paid them $7,500, they just pocketed over $3,000 on your claim and collected your premiums for the whole year and then gave you a big fat rate increase because you're now high risk to get rid of you.
Wow, that definitely is a profit trap.
It is, and the thing is consumers, I show them the strategies on how they can actually go in and access that rate that's negotiated between the insurance companies and the medical providers directly with the medical provider. And that's what needs to be done nationwide.
So would you say that you're also a mentor on when it comes to this insurance agency?
Absolutely. I mean, I am all about education. You know, the key to change anything with this system is information and knowledge put into action. People want changes. They don't know how to go about asking for those changes. They don't even know what the changes are that they want. They just know there's a problem. You know, and the only way that we can fix this is by exposing this information to them so they become educated and can protect themselves from getting taken advantage of no longer and stop the abuse from the health insurance industry.
Yeah, I can understand it because I run across clients all of the time, and they don't know what questions to ask. And if you don't know the questions to ask, then how are you going to be helped? And
well,
that's when you really need an expert.
That's another great point that this book provides. In the back of it, there's two valuable features. One is a glossary that shows you the definitions of all terms in health insurance, the PPO, EPO, AEP. You get into all these things and nobody has a clue about what they mean. Right in the very back, all you got to do is look, and it's right there in plain English. The second thing is there's a health insurance quiz that you should ask every agent that you sit down in front of that you consider buying a policy from, or anybody. And that quiz will guide you in the correct direction to make sure you buy the right policy.
Wow, and even judge the agents, true.
Absolutely. You need to be asking these agents a lot of questions, and that teaches you what you need to be asking them inside there as well. I mean, you know, somebody that is wet behind the ears or green, however you want to call it, this is, most people don't realize, Big, this is something they pay several hundred dollars a month for, people that own health insurance, and they pay for it their whole life. It's a personal mortgage on your own health, just like you have a mortgage on your house. You don't make decisions about large financial things like that in your life in an hour just because some guy came in and you liked him. This is something that can devastate your family not only today, but for generations to come, because that wealth you spent your whole life earning is now gone, and it doesn't go to your kids and to their kids.
Can you let everyone know exactly how to reach you and how to find out about your book?
Absolutely. They can go to the two websites, www.theprofittrap.com or www.authors-corner.com. And they'll be able to access that information quickly, and we'll get it right out to them.
Now, you know, it's funny that you're exposing all these different things about the industry that you're actually a part of, and I can see how some of the people that you may have built relationships in this industry may not have wanted that type of information to get out. So how did you deal with that challenge?
Well, for one, this is something that I absolutely kept to myself. No one in this industry knew that I wrote this book. And I literally walked away from a 20-plus year career in health insurance to get this book out to the public because, no, honestly, you know, that's a small price to pay for allowing Americans to protect themselves against this vicious cycle that just continues and continues.
Well, it seems like I wish that I could have talked to you before I got any type of insurance. Because a lot of people that, like you had mentioned earlier, if they're entrepreneurs, you know, they may not know what type of insurance to get, or they may just join whatever somebody puts at them because everybody's, you know, in real estate and it's the best insurance to go with, or, you know, other types of consulting type businesses. And you really just kind of refuse up and sign it, and, you know, you pay your money for a year up front, and, you know, every year you just make sure you take care of that.
Exactly.
Now, what about different expenses? Do you have in your book, like, let's say, if you know, they see me and then I need to go get medicine? Because medicine right now is really, especially for seniors, they can't really even afford it.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, prescription costs are just rising and rising and rising. And we address that in detail in there. About different ways to access affordable prescriptions. But, you know, there's one company that I do endorse in this, and I have to give it up to Walmart, you know, for bringing the $4 prescription, the first company to do it, you know, out there. Because most people don't realize that about 96% of all drugs have a generic nowadays. And when they go to see their doctor and he prescribes you this fancy drug, they don't realize that he's getting paid to prescribe that fancy drug from a pharmaceutical company because they want to get it out into the marketplace so they can recover all their research and development costs from that drug. So instead of accepting that you know, overpriced prescription, you know, more than likely there's a generic out there, 96% of the time there is, that you can just turn around and say, look, I just need something that gives me the same quality of care at the most affordable price that you can do, and he's going to turn around and write you a different prescription.
Right.
You know, but at first, because he's actually compensated to promote, you know, new drugs into the marketplace, that's the first thing where the pen hits the pad.
You know, you've got me thinking about these state health care programs that they have and other different types of policies. What do you think about that? Do you cover that in your book?
Yeah, we go through the state health care programs. There's only about a dozen states in the union that offer a state health care program.
Okay.
Tennessee being one of them, which is called TennCare. And they're for the uninsurable people. They do have a new product called Cover 10, but what you're dealing with is fortunately, for example, we have Vanderbilt Hospital in Nashville, Tennessee, which is connected to Vanderbilt College. And that, because it's connected to a college, their emergency room is full of uninsured people on a daily basis because they can't refuse anybody.
Wow.
You know, but there's several different ways outside of just state. There's a lot of private organizations that can accommodate you. I actually had a good friend of mine recently right in Nashville who was uninsurable. There was nothing they could do. His wife was near death. No kidding. She needed a double bypass surgery. So, you know, after 3 months of going through, now realize they're out there, but they're going to try to fix you the easiest way possible before they have to go the most expensive route. But the point is, there's way to access health care. And this cost them absolutely zero out of their pocket. And she did, after 3 months of treatment processes, get that double bypass surgery and is living a healthy life today.
Wow. Do you think that as far as what our present administration is doing, that it would be better that if we worked for some type of national plan, that it would benefit a lot of people? And I could understand with just from listening to you and hearing about the profit trap, that it seems like that's something that you're really going to have to work hard to overcome, because a lot of these agencies would be losing a lot of money if they did some of the things that you were just explaining.
Well, the reality is we can look at a national health care program, and then the first thing you do is look at Canada, you know, where they have an ungodly tax rate and they have a national health care program, and it takes 3 to 6 months of surgery done.
Wow.
You're sacrificing quality to where in this country you have private care physicians that have a vested financial interest in your health care. So they're gonna perform a higher quality of care than you would normally find, let's say, from a state employee. You know, that it's a national health system. Now, the health insurance industry controls a lot of the wealth in this country. And, you know, don't kid yourself about it. They do. You know, so changing a dynasty that took decades to build overnight just is simply not going to happen. You know, we're in the need of some form of national health care. It needs to be for those that are uninsurable, and it needs to be done the right way, not some short-term, limited schedule benefit program that, you know, that covers sniffles and colds, but when something matters, it doesn't cover. You know, getting Congress and, you know, everybody in the White House to move towards that, and getting the private insurance industry to agree with it, that's where you're going to hit your roadblock.
You're listening to thinkbigradio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. Vincent, could you please get out the information so that everyone can get a chance to purchase this book and learn all the things that we don't know about healthcare? And it's just such an important thing in everybody's life, you know, health. I've got a cold right now I've been trying to get rid of. And just please get this information out there again.
Okay, absolutely. You can acquire this information from the book at theprofittrap.com or offers-corner.com. As soon as we get your order, we'll get it right out to you, and you can start taking advantage of saving on your health care expenses and stopping the abuse from the health insurance industry today.
What would be the biggest advice that you could give our listeners dealing with you know, health insurance nationwide.
Well, the biggest piece of advice I could really give somebody is to get this book, educate yourself, tell as many people as you can how to get the same information you can, because once we come together as a nation and we're educated, we can demand change for our benefit. And that's the one thing I would literally almost beg you to do, is to become educated on how to control this system in your favor.
Is there anything specific that you want to cover that we may not have touched upon regarding this industry?
There's so many things that we could cover, you know, and talk about that would literally fill up almost an entire year on the information that's inside of this. But, you know, I mean, we could go on and on and on. The key is have an expert. The expert's right in your hands with this book. You know what to say, what to do, and what the language is in order to protect yourself, protect your family, and protect your assets from today forward, and not just for you, but for generations to come.
You know, based on listening to what you just said, it kind of makes me think that there are so many different things that could be covered. Like even when we spoke earlier, you were saying about if you're a college student, a policeman, a contractor, things of that sort. Do you have any more books that may be coming out touching on this subject that might just be, like, specific?
Absolutely. Next year in 2010, we're going to be addressing the senior healthcare market with medicine.
Wow.
The book's going to be Metascaring You, the X Generation. We're going to get into the next generation of the Medicare system. It has definitely made its changes. I've been working directly involved with it for the last 24 months. And, you know, watching a 40-year program virtually change overnight and having nothing but mass confusion out there in the marketplace. But next year in 2010, we're gonna bring it to the table for the seniors, and we're going to get this taken care of for them as well.
Yeah, that's definitely we need to take care of those up there in the golden age, because they have so much knowledge that they can still impart upon us just from living, living life.
Absolutely, and to be honest, if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be here.
You're right about that. Now, what if I wanted to cancel my policy? Do they have those types of policies, or is that just something like I call it, hey, I found a better place, that's it?
Yeah, you can cancel your policy with a phone call, but don't ever, ever cancel a policy until you get coverage under a new policy and you've read it in detail and you take advantage of a federal law that gives you a 10-day free look, which is, you know, with all this information is explained to you. You can go shopping and you can get a policy back, and you take 10 days with this book and you'll understand it from front to back, and then you can make an educated decision on it. And if you decide it's not for you, you just terminate it at that point, or you cancel your other policy, but never ever put yourself in a situation to where you get caught and you have no coverage, and then a health incident arises, and then you will be able to get no coverage. And also a couple other very important things. There are policies out there that can single you out for rate increases, and they can cancel you with a 31-day notice. More in detail. Right, after you get the policy in force. You need to make sure that you cannot have that done to you for any reason whatsoever, because the last thing you need to happen to you is 8 months down the road, you get diagnosed with cancer, you run up $200,000 worth of bills, and they go, okay, well, your premiums in the next 31 days are going from $300 a month to $1,700 a month. It's just another version of canceling you, and especially if you become a high risk to an insurance company, because they're all built around profit. You know, that's why you only have a 12-month rate guarantee, is because it's shown through tradition that the lowest claims are filed within the first 12 months. And then after that, an insured usually becomes unprofitable. That's why you only get a 12-month rate lock when you buy individual insurance. Because when it gets you in that, you know, I would call it a circle jerk system, to where you transfer your risk. Where you transfer your risk from one company to the other, 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 and they hope you get caught somewhere in between without coverage.
Yeah, that sounds like a circle jerk. I haven't heard that word in so many years.
I didn't mean to offend anybody, but when you literally look at this, you know, and to me, I mean, I made a living on this industry, and I did it because I thought I was bringing a moral value to people, and that's the main thing that anybody should do in life. But after you discover the immorality and that this is the closest thing to legal organized crime you can find out there, you can look at premium just like it's protection money. If you don't pay them, they don't care. You can just go off and die somewhere.
Well, what about, I mean, some people are like trying to bundle different types of insurance. I've heard something about even with, you know, life insurance being bundled with benefit plans and stuff like that. What do you think about that? Or can you, you know, explain how that works?
Well, there are companies that, you know, that it goes back to the auto insurance theory, to where if we have your homeowners and we have your life and we have this and we have that, we'll give you a discount on all of them for multiple business. Because you have to remember, the more premiums they get out of you, you know, the less they're going to be affected by that one claim that you may file, you know, whether it be health insurance or life insurance. But I would not just go down to your local PNC guy that happens to sell health insurance and go, okay, great, you got a health policy and I got my auto and my home and my life with you. He's not an expert. He's just a guy that has a brokerage shop. I mean, get an expert that works in this industry. And if you have to keep your health insurance entirely away from your other benefit programs, then that's what you do in order to get the best benefits at the most affordable rate for your type of health and your type of need. Now, if you can get an attractive situation where you can combine your health product with other products, then I would consider it. But I wouldn't, excuse me, I wouldn't just buy a health insurance policy just because you had an auto, home, and life with somebody.
Okay. That makes sense to have an expert first review everything, because a lot of people do bundle the different types of insurances. Definitely, I've seen auto, fire, and all of that. Well, it gives me a lot to think about, and I'm just can't wait for, you know, our listeners to, you know, really take a listen to this interview and get your book so that they can have the type of knowledge that you're sharing with me now and with, of course, in your book. Can you let everyone know exactly how to reach you again, how to find this information out?
Absolutely. The best way to get the information is to go to our website at www.theprofittrap.com or authors-corner.com. And you'll be able to order the book right online there, and we'll be able to ship it out to you and get it to you within the next few days.
Great, great. Now, you've been in this business for a long time. Was there anything that you thought about doing before you got in the business, or it was just that this just made you, this was who you were?
Well, it's kind of I always tell everyone when I get to ask that question, I give everybody the same response. When I got out of high school, I knew two things. I was a lousy student and an even worse employee. So my main focus was I wanted to find an industry that was going to be around when I was no longer here.
Wow.
And unlike other kids, I did some very strange things. I was all about success at a very young age. So when I was 16, 17 years old, I would drive through wealthy neighborhoods. And I would literally pick a house, go up and knock on a door, and literally sit there as a 17-year-old kid and go, I want to be where you're at. Would you tell me and teach me how to do that? You know, and 80% of them are going to run you off the ground, but the 20% that I got to get to know and develop as mentors really guided my decisions and still do to this day. I still lean on them for support.
Wow. Now, that's big thinking, and we have a lot of big thinkers that come on this show, and just showing that you were taking action at an early age really embodies our thinkbigradio.com guests and audience. I'm glad that I asked you that question, because that's what a lot of people need to know, that it takes action. Sometimes it takes you doing things that may be out of the box or just something that someone normally wouldn't do to be turned down, and then still to have some people reach out to you to lead you to what you're doing now, because I can pretty much tell you're going to turn this industry upside now, especially with the more marketing that you're doing and all those different things. It was an honor to have you on the show this evening.
Well, I want to thank you for the privilege of being on your show and being able to talk to your listeners, and hopefully they'll find an extreme value in what we're able to provide for them, and they can become a part and talk to people that you know, and we can change this healthcare system in America once and for all for the benefit of the consumer.
Well, I thank you for thanking us, but is there anybody else that you'd like to thank?
Well, I mean, obviously I'd like to thank my publisher, who believed in it when we first sat down, and then thank my family who's put up with me in this industry for so many years, as it always has its ups and downs, you know. And I want to thank, you know, Think Big Radio for bringing me on as a guest, obviously, and being a part of your valuable program.
Thank you. For those of you just tuning in, you just heard Vincent Faulkner, a 20-year expert in the health insurance industry. He's revealed insider secrets that can save you up to 60% on out-of-pocket health care costs, among other things. If you'd like to review his material, Vincent, could you share that with them one more time?
Absolutely. They can go to theprofittrap.com. That's theprofittrap.com, or authors-corner.com. And they can access some previews on the book information, listen to a little bit of a radio program, and then they can get the book rushed out to them immediately and start taking advantage of the savings they can acquire with the information in this book.
Wow, thanks again, Vincent. You're listening to thinkbigradio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. Think big, everyone. Have a big week.